Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 9th of February, 2019. It is the 252nd day of the year, 113 days remaining till the end of the year, 14 days until autumn begins, 176 days until primaries, and 421 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:47. The sun will set at 7:25 tonight. We have 12 hours, 38 minutes of daylight. First high tide will be at 10:24 this morning, solar noon at 1:06 this afternoon, the next low tide at 3:17 this afternoon, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 9:09 tonight. The moon is currently 81.3% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon on Friday the 13th. Today is Care Bears Share Your Care Day, Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Awareness Day, I'm on Top of It Day, International Sudoku Day, National Boss Employees Exchange Day, National Steak Apova Day, National Teddy Bear Day, National Wiener Schnitzel Day, Testers Day, Wonderful Weirdos Day. Today is also Armored Forces Day in Ukraine, California Admission Day, Children's Day in Costa Rica, Chrysanthemum Day in Japan, Republic Day in North Korea, Days of Victims of the Holocaust and of Racial Violence in Slovakia, Independence Day in Tajikistan, Martyrs Day in Afghanistan, Remembrance for Herman of Cheruskin among the Troth, and Emergency Services Day in the United Kingdom. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Leo Tolstoy, Alf Landon, Elvin Jones, Otis Redding, and Dee Dee Sharp, as well as Topol, Adam Sandler, and Michael Bublé. On this day in 1543, Mary Stuart, at 9 months old, is crowned Queen of Scots in central Scottish town of Stirling, and in 1776, the Second Continental Congress named the term United States official, replacing the term United Colonies. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. Most schools will be serving the all-beef hot dog, the cheese ravioli, the turkey cheese combo, the turkey cheese deli combo sandwich, and the baby carrots. Some other schools may also be offering, if they have it on hand or if you ask nicely enough, the oven-fried rice chicken and egg roll, the cheese Alfredo pasta, the yogurt parfait, the jicama cups with tagine, and baby carrots. More baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 6:51. 2 o'clock this afternoon, an hour of news from the BBC World Service. Also, more BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of Northern California news stories. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris has a plan to abolish the death penalty, to stop cash bail, to end mandatory sentencing, closing private prisons, and for America to collect more data on police-involved shootings. The senator from California calls the death penalty, in her words, immoral, discriminatory, ineffective, and a gross misuse of tax dollars. Harris says a national standard should be established to allow the use of deadly force only when necessary and not and there are no reasonable alternatives available. Kamala Harris's campaign shows her to be an agent of change of the system from the inside. Others point to the years that she's served the system as Attorney General of California and District Attorney of San Francisco. Warrants have been served to the scuba diving company that owned the vessel that caught fire in Santa Barbara Channel last week, resulting in 34 people dying. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office and the federal government are investigating how and why the boat Conception exploded and sank. The offices and the two remaining boats owned by Truth Aquatics of Santa Barbara are being searched. All but one body has been recovered. Winds and rough seas are making the recovery difficult. And there's another wildfire in our state. Erratic winds are making it difficult for firefighters to control a fire west of Red Bluff that's burned 59 square miles as of yesterday. Mandatory evacuations have been in effect throughout Plumas National Forest, as well as rural towns in Tehama County. There are also multiple fires also burning across the state. Thank you to Associated Press for allowing me to rip and read from their website this morning. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way a little later this hour during Morning Edition. There will be more local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and we'll have a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5 for KALW News. I'm Kevin Vance. We have one more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from Warner Brothers with the new motion picture, The Goldfinch. A 13-year-old loses his mother to a bombing at an art museum, and he takes with him a painting that becomes his singular source of hope. The Goldfinch in theaters September 13th. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny today. Highs in the 60s and the 70s here in the city and all around the bay. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour by afternoon. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07.